This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the ups and downs of trade these past few years have been at the forefront of market prices and the ag economy. We've enjoyed higher prices for our goods, but that means our goods are expensive on the global market, and we have to fight for our share of trade, especially since other countries are producing good numbers as well. That doesn't mean that we're in any kind of trade depression. We are still seeing some good numbers for certain commodities, and the needs of our trading partners can change at the drop of a hat. We hear from the chief ag negotiator from the U.S. Trade Representative's office next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
At the recent Winter Policy Conference of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Chief Ag Negotiator Doug McCallop spoke to the group about the state of ag trade in this current climate. McCallop said trade has been good, but there's always room for improvement.
How do we do more in the area of trade? I'll tell you, we've had 2 years of record farm exports. We're about to set a third year of very, very strong agricultural exports, and we've had 3 years of record farm income. Even though we've got a record $200 billion of ag exports last year, only about four or five markets around the globe have been responsible for where those commodities go.
As chief ag negotiator, McCallop works very closely with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai to open new markets and improve existing ones. He added that Ambassador Tai is well aware of what is needed to improve our ag trade.
Under 20% of U.S. farmers have been involved in getting about 89% of the export dollars that the U.S. trades in. So that means we need to do everything we can to find new markets, to make sure that we are diversifying, to make sure that all commodities, all crop types are able to be successful in agriculture trade.
Again, it hasn't been all doom and gloom. We've seen some very exceptional trade in certain aspects of our commodity offerings.
I'd like to start with India because it's a country that I don't think, when I addressed this group last January, that we would have suspected would have been at the top of our list on agricultural trade. India dropped tariffs on a pretty lengthy list of commodities, and I'll run through them real quickly. Pecans, industrial ethanol, apples, turkey, duck, blueberries, cranberries, peas and lentils, almonds, and walnuts. So by my count, that's almost a dozen agricultural commodities.
And some of our trade wins aren't with actual purchases, but with policies of other countries toward trade relations with the United States.
The nation of Jordan in the Middle East dropped its tariff on U.S. fertilized eggs, which was a really welcome step. And I'll list several gains in the continent of Africa. So Nigeria recently dropped its currency exchange ban. That actually impacts 43 U.S. agricultural commodities that are all able to trade there. Kenya, we are deep in the negotiations with Kenya on an agricultural agreement. And along with that, I would note that in November, I went down to Johannesburg, South Africa, for the kickoff of the AGOA reauthorization. This is our main trading agreement that we have with the whole continent of Africa.
The future of ag trade is certainly murky, but we can both see opportunities and challenges in the future. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.